Welcome, everybody. This is
Trap and fucking Chencha.
Eso.
I didn't see the fucking part on the flyer.
Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Trap and Chencha show with DJ Cinco, Frankie Lito, how do you want to be
called? In this setting, Frankelito's
fine. Okay, Frankelito, Chelo, y después, we have our special guest. I was going to call her our newest, the latest edition.
But we just started.
Okay, scratch that. That's mad loud.
Okay, so basically, this is Trap and Chencha, where trap meets all types of media, meets all types of other stuff. And our special featured guest for today is the lovely Miss Jodeci.
Jodeci's in the building.
Jodeci Mars.
Welcome, Jodeci, to Trap and Chencha. Once again, each and every Wednesday, you will be listening to Trap and Chencha on LMP Radio, Google Play, LMP Podcast. Jodeci.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Jodeci.
Thank you for having me.
How are you for you?
I am good. How are you?
I've been better.
You've been better?
Yes, I've been a lot better. Yeah. Cinco, how was your week?
My week has been great. I've had a great week.
Okay, wait. Before anything else, there's a new addition to the Trap and Chencha family, even though we just started.
Okay.
Eso viene fuerte. Espérate, paga la música.
You're going to go there?
My man, DJ Cinco, has become part of the Daddy's Club.
Yes!
I wanted to do our first show live from the delivery room, and he 86'd it.
Nah, that wasn't gonna happen.
Bueno, venga acá. We can bring the camera. Chelo está pa eso. Yo estoy pa esto. Marvin in the background.
I've already seen 4 different births. Trust me, I'm a pro at
You're
this.
You're good?
Yeah. I'm good. Yo no me desmayo.
I want to say I almost fainted.
You almost fainted?
Yes. Cool, oof. I almost fainted. I got hot. I had to sit down.
Yeah, eso calienta.
But you feel good, and let's clap it up. DJ Cinco is now Daddy Cinco. Yes.
Thank you.
So 5 + 5, what's that, 10 now?
Yeah, it's actually 2.5.
Ooh!
Until further, he's
a better version.
He was 2.5 for most of his career until very recently.
Wow.
So now somebody took his spot. He has a Robin, but okay. That's what's up.
That's what's very up right now.
And Miss Jodeci.
Do you have kids?
Do you have?
No, I do not have kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one day, someday, hopefully.
Maybe.
She said maybe.
What is it that you do? Tell us what you do exactly so our viewers can know.
I do makeup. I am a stylist as well.
Nice.
I'm a full-time student.
So you turn ugly girls pretty.
I turn ugly girls
you
pretty.
You beat up their face.
I beat their face. I really do. I also set up photo shoots, and I'm behind the scenes.
That's dope.
And she's going to be a model soon.
Okay.
Modeling is just a hobby.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Yeah,
okay.
We're working.
You never
on
know. It.
It
might get serious.
I got a manager now.
What?
That's what's up. We're working on it.
Shout out to the manager. What's their name? Him or her? Okay.
Tranqui.
Too soon. That's too soon.
I always go right in. I never really play with anything.
So, being that this is our first show, for everybody who doesn't know, was Frankie, you talk a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I kind of like consider myself a jack of all trades.
Oof.
You know, but I do media. I'm also a writer, published author. The 8th year anniversary is coming up soon of my first book. Check out for that at Word Up Books.
I've read that.
Can I buy it at Barnes & Noble?
You can buy it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, all that.
Really?
I bought it off on Amazon.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Notes to Self by Frank Medina.
Congratulations, bro. Thank you. A late one, but I didn't know.
It was 8 years ago. But other than that, I sell liquor. I do media. I've been working the nightlife since about 2002. So a lot of people know me from that.
Yo soy viejo.
Veterano, está ahí. Full-time stepdad. You know, that's where we are.
That is funny.
And other than that, I would like to know more about you, though, Chelo.
Yeah, Chelo. Talk to me, Chelo. Chelo. You've been MIA on me. I don't know. Not the media.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody knows me as Chelo the Comedian, but I first started doing security. If you don't really know my background, I started doing security. Yeah. I did security for a lot of high-profile artists. Did security at all the major nightclubs that you could think of in New York City. Then from that, I went to being a comedian. I was a comedian for several years. After that, recently, I've just taken a new journey into directing and filmmaking and
pornography producing. Or just regular stuff.
It happened once. It happened once.
That's a good question.
Oh, it happened once. Question. It was one time. That one. That one video. Oh. That thank God I didn't put my name on. it's just a producer list video. yeah, man, I'm working very close with a lot of talented people, a lot of talented filmmakers.
That's awesome.
I'm also a photographer as well, aside from directing.
Yeah, you like taking pictures.
Yeah, he showed me some dope one right now.
Thank you.
I'm going to be honest.
He be stalking girls.
I'm going to definitely, I want to put on a skin tight licra.
I don't judge, bro. I don't know what you do on the weekends.
Hey, yo voy a perder esta panza, ¿viste? Yo voy a modelar también.
Ponte pa eso, por favor.
And Cinco, for the people who don't know you, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm DJ Cinco.
Yes.
That's all you gotta know. Nah,
oh,
I'm kidding.
So
I'm from
we don't
New
know.
York. From New York, born and raised in the Bronx. 28.
Oh, God.
The 90. I've been DJing since I was 18 years old. So that's
so you did all the school parties.
I
want to
say before single.
What?
I want to say, you sure you were, I think you were younger than 18.
I was 18. Actually, I was 18 and started DJing in clubs.
I feel like you was
I started doing hooky parties.
Hooky parties.
You know what's crazy? Teen bashes. I feel like I met you when you were 18.
Yeah, but I was DJing
a long time ago.
So I want to say 17, I was DJing. 16,
I definitely
17.
Knew Cinco before he was allowed to actually DJ where he was DJing at.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was 2.5.
That's DJ,
cool. That's crazy. Because Cinco actually DJ'd a baby shower.
Was it
your baby shower?
Yeah. It was a baby shower. And
You guys go way back.
Yeah, we do go way back. My oldest child, and she's 9 right now.
Oh.
So, yeah, we do go way back.
We do.
We
all do. That's what's up, though. But we do got some topics to get
yes,
into.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have a lot of topics.
Before that, I'll just have a question for Ms. Jodeci. Ms. Jodeci, how old are you?
I'm 24.
You named after the group?
No, I'm not named after the group.
You're not named after
that's
Jodeci?
That's what I thought. When he said, we're going to have Jodeci, I was like, yeah, that room is too small.
It was when I started college, one of my friends was just like, oh, I'm not going to call you by your name. I'm going to call you Jodeci.
And what is your name?
Jody.
Jody.
Like
Jody.
Like baby boy.
Jody.
But I prefer Jodeci. I feel like it's better.
Yeah. No, but because when Frankie said we're going to have Jodeci, I was like, woof, that's a lot of people.
Cinco goes, you heard of Jodeci? I'm like, no, Cinco, I'm only 33 years old.
And I've never heard of Jodeci.
I've never heard of Jodeci. You know?
He was like, no, not that Jodeci. He says, this Jodeci. He was like,
that was your reaction, actually.
I'm like, so you're
there.
Having my baby.
No.
Let's see.
Yo, all right. That is hilarious.
So let's go right into it then, Joe. You ready for us?
Yes, I'm
let's
ready.
Let's do this.
Let's go, guys. Trap and Chad Chat.
Do this, Brutus.
Diseño de sonrisa, tú no tienes cuarto, no tienes flow, usted es lo que me aterriza. Yo me lo como a todos, como que están en una caja de pizza, naciendo blau, se quedan doblados como en Europa, la torre pizza, el dominicano que representa su paqueo con mi
coco. This is the part where we do an 8-minute set. It's an 8-minute set, then we go back to talking.
No me meta con este combo, le vamos a dar sin condones, la meto.
Trap and Chencha, DJ 5, let's do it.
La meto con drones, llegan tiguerones, con pilas de clones, que no tienen cuarto, no tienen cojones. Demasiada versatilidad, yo tengo pato, tomo un golone. La botella que yo me bebo en la tipo, tú estás claro, vale un riñón. Tú quieres que yo te lo diga, su nombre se llama la Don Periñón. Cuando te lo meto en PR, yo te dejo pila de roncha. Me gusta metértelo duro, tú sabes en el hotel la concha.
Que Padre malo proteja y que el hijo lo bendiga. Aquí se hace lo que yo diga. Que Padre malo proteja y que el hijo lo bendiga. Aquí se hace lo que yo diga.
Aquí tenemos todo, aquí tenemos todo.
Lo que yo diga.
Aquí tenemos todo. Aquí tenemos todo. Aquí tenemos todo.
Aquí tenemos todo.
de amor, no creo en eso, no. Háblame de chavo, que tú pa' eso. Yeah. Estoy en el VIP, voy a explotar eso. Llama la bastante que yo lo que quiero. Llama la bartender que yo lo que quiero. Henny. Toda la puta lo que quiere. Dímelo, que lo que tengo 20 pa' explotar. Dime qué vamos a hacer. Toda la Henny va a comprar. VIP lo cerré con la puta que gané. Es Henny, no mezcles con pastillas percose. Vete la moña, vamos a rolar. Los Phillies como el torcha no paran de rotar. Tu puta en la disco no para de mirar. Y toda la pa' que tiene vamos a explotar. Una nota que no sé, gracias a la percose, la juca que ordené, como ya la adorné. Dime qué vamos a hacer, ven pa' aquí, pa'l hotel. Me contó a tus amigas que una orgía vamos a hacer, yeah. Henny. Llama a la bartender que yo lo que quiero. Henny. Toda la puta lo que quiere. Henny. No me habla amor, solo de puta y de beber el alcohol. ¿Y qué pasó? Mil pepas para el dolor. El R4 ready para el ratón. ¿Y qué pasó? Pa' acá de mil. Es lo que se gasta aquí. Tres botellas Hennessy. Que esta noche moro aquí. Pa' acá de mil. Es lo que se gasta aquí. Tres botellas Hennessy. Que esta noche moro aquí. Llama a la bartender que yo lo que quiero. Henny. Toda la puta lo que quiere.
Manín, estamos clear. Llegó. Al palo le puse golpe porque cuando aprieto a todos las se les piel. Y mira que cojonara llegó a la disco y es como LeBron llegar con todos los caballeros. Bo, manín, estamos clear. Los peines son clear. Me ronca y te acabo temprano tu cariel. Y mira que cojones el último que me roncó. Le peta el palo en la polo Tommy Hilfiger. Primero que todo mi alma baja le doy a la actitud. Tú me conoces a mí, no sé quién eres tú. Nosotros le bajamos el piquete a lo más pique tú. Si ves que no te hablo, nigga, I don't fuck with you. Que andas con tu jefe, fuck this nigga too. Lo soñé, cabrón, esto fue un déjà vu. Que saqué la pieza y el primero que arrancó a correr fue el cojonu. Ey, yo nací real, pues real muero. La muerte como quiera va a llegar, aunque esa puta no le espero. Peliculera, la unión no los quiero. Por si van a matarme, que me maten guerreando con mi guerrero. Manín, estamos clear, porque en todos lados soy transparente. Everything real, no como esta gente. No pienso en pasado, pienso en presente. Porque siempre es lo mismo, el que habla a mi espalda me lo mama enfrente. Estamos clear. Al palo le puse golpe porque cuando aprieto a todos las se les piel. Y mira que cojonara llegó a la disco y es como LeBron llegar con todos los
ando
caballeros.
Ando con unas Balenciagas que no se consiguen. Estos cabrones estos me odian y a la vez me siguen. Pasé del mínimo salario y vivir de los tips a tener una casa flow en TV Crips. Soy la botella que llegó la NWO. Llego de ahí con OVO. La película real no desvió. Tierra paga sor. Fui el que te la envió. Las coñas son de queso swiss. Tony Wayne no me roque con Amber si ya le dio whiz. Toda la retro y la GC antes de release. Se viran, no pasan el quiz. Sin competencia me siento LeBron en el East. Llego el donde te queda del terra sin pis. Tú eres chota, tú eres policía. Tú no eres hipócrita, cabrón, tú eres la hipocresía. La nueva religión, soy el Mesías. Que vino a hacer lo que ninguno hacía.
Manín, estamos clear. Al palo le puse golpe porque cuando aprieto a todos las se les piel. Y mira que cojonara llegó a la disco y es como LeBron llegar con todos los caballeros. Bo, manín, estamos clear. Los peines son clear. Me ronca y te acabo temprano tu cariel. Y mira que cojones el último que me roncó. Le peta el palo en la polo Tommy Hilfiger.
I get the juice, juice. New AP. She got the juice, juice. She got that squeeze, she got that wet, I'm on them skis, I got that drip, I'm overseas. B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G, I got that V-V-S-I-C-E, flow like a cooler, juice, blame it on my jeweler. I got stones on my neck, ooh. Blood on my set, ooh. Water on my wrist, drip. Put glitter on my bitch. My ex was a waitress, so I gave that hoe a tip, ooh. My ex fucked a lame, now
she working double shifts. No juice. My money ain't the same, you a lame, get it clear. Ooh. I did 10 million in a month, not a year. Juice. I get 50 racks in the club to a pill. Juice. I blew 2 mil on my dog for a pill. I got that juice. New AP. She got that juice. Juice. She got that squeeze. She got that whip. I'm on them skis. I got that drip. I'm overseas.
All right, let's get back to talking, baby. DJ Cinco, Trap and Chelcha.
Wait a minute. That was a nice set, Cinco. I like that.
That was quick. That was a
right. As always, you deliver, brother.
I live it how
I've heard
it.
Better.
You what?
I don't really get it.
So what
I've
what?
Done better. I'm disappointed in myself.
I'm sorry. All right, so let's get into it, guys. Let's get into it. First up to bat is sports. This week in sports.
How about them Yankees, though?
How about them Yankees? Me di una jugadita ayer.
Oof.
With the Yanks. Yanks looking crazy. What, 17 of the last 19, if I got that right?
All I know is that they're doing better than Boston.
Oh, yeah, they're first place. We
Boston
suck.
That's it.
Boston sucks. I'm sorry for all the Boston fans.
They won 2 out of 3 against the A's in that series. Good.
That was a good series.
That was a good series. And then yesterday the Celtics le dio la maldita salsa.
Yo, la pela, señor, la pela, la pela.
A señor James, we all know it's no story that I am a LeBron hater. I can't say it another way. I don't like anything about him. I don't like his shape up. I don't like nada de nada. So I'm glad to see that not only did I win, but they won. Do you like LeBron James, Joe?
He's not Jordan.
He's what?
He's not Jordan.
He's not Jordan.
Here's my opinion. Here's my opinion. He's not Jordan, but Jordan isn't LeBron either.
Okay. By that you're saying?
Wakala.
Listen.
Wakala.
But by that, what I'm saying is that Michael Jackson had his time, right?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan had his time.
Yeah.
So it's not like we can be like.
But Michael Jordan.
There's no question. LeBron is the king of NBA.
Michael Jordan didn't use the dye.
Michael Jordan is the GOAT. LeBron James is the king. That's it. All right, that's it.
But what I can say is that Michael Jordan did open the doors for LeBron James. That's what I can say.
Okay.
I can say that.
LeBron.
We could go on forever, but to segue into that.
That is a conversation that's a never-ending
That's a show on its own. Right?
Yeah. That is a never-ending conversation.
And you watch ESPN and First Take for all that. But they're legalizing gambling. The Supreme Court has overthrown the ban on sports betting.
Oh.
And each and every state has the ability, or the right, rather, to
start a business.
If you want to go to the bodega and play a parlay, se puede.
Me saque el parlay.
Like that.
Me saque el parlay.
So how do we feel about that? Me being I am a degenerate when it comes to gambling. I brought it down as much as possible, but you know, I still have to go in and dame jugadita every 2 days.
I think there's going to be a lot more shootouts in the streets now.
Wow. Because of legalized gambling?
That's very negative.
That's
very
claro.
That's horrible.
You know why? Because now people are gonna owe more people money now.
Wow.
That's what's gonna happen.
Now, I mean, but it's gonna be like you playing the lotto. You're not gonna own it. To play, you gotta put up the money.
Oh, I thought you was talking about street gambling.
It's dope. I think it's good for the economy right now.
Okay, for sure it's gonna create revenue.
It's gonna create a lot of
business. I know something else that could create revenue, but we're not gonna talk about that.
They're gonna tax all of that.
Yeah, it's
otra vaina. We're not gonna talk about
that. That's a deeper conversation.
Yeah, that's a way deeper conversation.
No,
that's a higher conversation.
It's just to put that fact there.
Eh? Te gustó?
The barbecue is for another time.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, I guess it'll be easier. Racketeering and gambling has been around forever, so that's never going to change.
They just legalized it.
They just legalized it to make some generate some revenue for the federal government.
I like it.
That's just the way to make money. That's it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. With that said, Cardi B also deleted her IG.
Oof, eso me dolió.
How do we... Did it really?
Wasn't that...
Eso me dolió. I like
Cardi,
yo. Hold
on. I saw a video of her... Of fans outside of a store. I guess she like took people out the store.
I saw that video too. Yeah,
what happened there? Right. Somebody break that
I
down
guess
to me.
They cleared the store for her, and the fans, whoever was in the store, wasn't excited about that.
Actually, on the video that I saw, I heard people cursing her out, telling her to like step outside.
Step
she's
outside.
Pregnant.
She's a pregnant woman. She's
yeah,
pregnant.
To fight Crazy. A pregnant woman.
You know, people
Crazy.
In the projects don't
she
care,
needs,
bro.
I don't think that was
It was like Neiman Marcus or something.
She needs to just stay off of social media.
Yeah, I agree.
She needs to relax.
Here's the thing. I think she was doing perfectly fine. If she felt like she was overwhelmed, then by all means, that was the best move that she could do.
I don't think. Sorry, I'm taking you.
No. But to close that out on my end, I think what she needs to do is just focus on being a mother.
That's the video
right
there. They're showing that right on the TV.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
She just needs to focus on being a mother right now. I see a whole bunch of haters standing outside that window.
We could get the audio.
That's what I see.
We need the audio. We could get the audio.
I see a whole bunch of haters. Cardi should have never even responded to that. Yeah, you can buy everybody that's standing outside that store a handbag, and I promise you they'll be happy.
She's a human being. People don't respect other people's
privacy. Nah, but you know, to
especially
add to
when
this,
you're an artist.
Yeah, to add to this, I don't think she's wrong for taking everybody out. Because she just wants her privacy.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean? And she's pregnant.
J-Lo cleared out a whole hospital to give birth. Who was it? Yeah, or no, Beyonce.
Beyonce
cleared out a whole hospital
that's
to give birth.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't wrong.
Shit.
You didn't see no pregnant women outside.
You know what the gift and the curse is that Cardi B has been so approachable her whole career.
Yeah, that's
true. And now she's a superstar, A-list celebrity, and she has to transition into that. But people are still looking at her like, man, I was watching you.
Not only was she approachable, but the thing is that Cardi's a thug. Yeah. Cardi, I haven't seen Cardi thug in person.
She should be part of Trap and Chase.
I think Cardi is like the female version of 6ix9ine, bro.
Wow. That's deep. No, I don't think so.
I mean, it took a turn there.
You took a left turn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've never seen anybody, and that goes for any artist, any celebrity, reach the level of stardom that she has within a year's time. I mean, she did a video here with us like a year and a half ago. She did the Messiah and Farruko.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was a year and a half ago. And now she's, you know what
I'm saying? I'm proud. I personally, I'm proud of her. I remember working security at Sin City and watching her do her thing. Now she doesn't have to do that anymore, bro.
Yeah, man.
She doesn't. That's the whole point of progressing and moving up. If it's not about that, what do you get to watch con tu vida?
You know what happens? There's a lot of self-hate, and a lot of people don't want to see people come out of it.
Claro, because they can't get out of it themselves.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to.
Okay. Pero, I'm just the gorilla in the room.
Are we in agreement, Joe?
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
We agree. So, I think we all agree with
that. That's tough. To start off the way she started off is tough anyway.
She needs to take a break and just live her life.
Focus on being a mom right now.
Yeah,
she's about to be a mother.
Yeah.
Once.
She got the squirrel. She said she got the...
You're only giving birth.
Yeah.
She needs to experience it.
She said she's a millionaire, so she's good.
Are you excited for your first son?
No.
Oof.
She's not.
She's adopting.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
She's adopting.
I am adopting.
You're adopting?
I'm going to adopt.
Wow. This is what I don't get.
Hold on, hold on.
And
hold
I'm going to make this short and sweet.
Wait. This is the first person I meet that tells me that they're adopting.
Why not?
I'm saying this is the first person.
Listen.
I know that.
She's going to adopt, but she likes the baby-making experience. I say that much.
Okay.
But who
is that true?
Who doesn't?
I mean, it's part of human nature, bro.
Practice. We have to. That keeps you young, healthy, and stress-free.
Yes. Eh? It releases stress.
Cinco knows about that.
I'm going to enjoy my 20s. I'm not going to have any kids right now.
That's what you should do, so that when you're ready to do it, it's not to get my missing something. I want to go chill.
I want to be stable.
Of course.
My career going. And I want my child to have their father.
I got you.
I like that. I mean, look, here's the thing. Accidents happen. All four of my kids were accidents.
Diablo.
What?
Yeah.
That was not an accident.
That was.
No, you planned.
Nah, he remembered the same. You remember that, that moment?
I remember the day.
You remember the conceiving
the
moment?
The time.
He was like, I remember that day that was on the bunk bed. We were on the bottom.
And he said, hold that down.
He said, he was like Diddy at the end. At the end,
I was like,
sacudito.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
It was a question.
You could feel it. Like, como, that was it.
It wasn't
right
one
there.
Of those.
That was the
though.
One.
It wasn't
no,
one of
but
those.
Men know.
Yeah,
men
that's know. True. That's true.
Men know.
That's
men.
True.
And then they're nah, like, no, I was, no, I was, didn't. Oh my God.
I was in the middle though.
Men
I wasn't
know
sure.
Before women.
About what? Perete, what are we talking about
men
again?
Know
what,
women.
About when they conceived the child.
Yes. To speak in the perfect term, in the right term, I mean, the right terms.
It's not even a sexual feeling. It's something that happened where you know that was the one right there.
The one shot.
You right. That was the one right there. It happened four times. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
To segue into that, let's get into the fact that I know this might be a little late, but Khaled says he's not a boxer.
Good segue.
He said that like he believes that the woman should live. I don't want to like misquote him, but more or less that a woman should live for the man, and that because he's the provider of the house. That there's certain rules.
Khaled is old school.
He's old school.
Khaled is old school.
So she has to rock. She has to do the slobby knobby.
Plain and simple. To keep it.
And at the end of the day,
Khaled does not eat the box.
He doesn't eat the box.
But he wants his wife.
But here's the thing, we tend
to forget that Khaled is Muslim too.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it.
That has a lot to do with it.
They don't eat pork and they don't eat box.
Hey.
Are there any Muslims that eat boxes? Not to offend anybody.
I don't know.
I went to school with a lot of Arabics and Muslim in college, and those dudes, they box. I mean, not as much as me. Not as much as me, porque es otra.
Tú te imaginas
un nivel, es otra.
Tú te imaginas un yo, pero tú te imaginas un árabe que eating the box. What?
Wow.
That's a lit box eater right there.
We took it there.
Joe, like,
Joe, what do you feel about guys who don't eat boxes?
Like, in DJ Khaled's case.
Speaking to the mic.
Okay, I'm speaking to the mic. Okay. So in DJ Khaled's case, you would have to lift all that masa and everything.
To do the do?
Yeah.
Man, like, I even want to picture that.
Like, and then, I'm sorry, but most chubby guys aren't packing, so it's just like.
Well,
you speaking with experience or you just saying?
Both.
Oh, okay.
But they got the Skrilla.
I'm chubby, but some of the guys don't know what they're doing. I wanna counter that so bad.
There's a difference between chubby and fat. Okay.
I'm healthy.
I'm
chubby. I'm not fat. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm fat. I keep it 100. But I guess I must be one of the rare long
deeds.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm just selfish.
Oof.
Like, that's just me.
They need to eat the box.
I prefer my pleasure over anyone else's.
Okay,
that's just how I am.
Okay.
So I'm going to segue into something deeper. I'm going to segue into something deeper because there's some people that aren't down with my team because I consider myself a slightly OG. I don't know if I'm the oldest person. How old are you, Chelo?
29.
Okay, so I'm the oldest.
How old are you?
Other than my producer.
How old are you?
DJ Anthony LMP. Shout out to my producer.
So how old are you?
I'm going to be 34 this year. Ooh, I'm 33. Okay. I'm the Patrick Ewing numbers. And at this point in my life, when I'm doing the do, you know, getting busy, it can't be some regular schmegula degula. I'm going to be honest. I need to want to eat box. I need to eat the booty, like groceries, and I need my booty eaten, too.
Double single.
But would you eat it on the first night?
No, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
It has happened before.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I want to feel you to the point where I want to eat it. I might muffle my
ooh,
own face.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to feel you that way because I had an experience. Like, I have a whole different level of... I don't even know the word of consciousness when it comes to sex at this point, which is like, if I'm not feeling shorty, it feels like a pérdida of time for me.
I'll pull my pants off
and
leave, bro.
They all say that, though.
I've walked out. And, it's just not working out.
You know what? Like, it's honest. I call sometimes, it's Baja 2.0 at times. What do I mean by that? I mean by like, sometimes you have sex, but you're not really feeling it. So it's just like an extra Baja. It's like a Baja 2.0, right? So
it's like a Baja with a helping hand.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's somebody else. It's like it's like a left hand as opposed to the right hand.
I've never dealt with that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you're still young.
No, don't bring the, no.
I'm just saying, because.
No, don't bring the age card.
Okay, I'm not going to bring the age card.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that if I'm not feeling shorty to the point where I want to do all the extra dexter stuff, it becomes very regular. And I need a very open-minded person with me. We know guys have looked at me crazy, but I'm.
O sea. A ti te gusta el beso negro.
El beso negro me gusta.
Oh, a ti te gusta el baby white.
Me gusta the smear.
Yo, he likes the baby white. He goes like this. Ahora, como pavo abierto, sí.
yo no digo que
no.
You're gonna be there all day. Yo no digo eso. Pero ya que está ahí abajo, a smear no molesta a nadie.
Ese frío cuando tú lo sientes. Whoa.
The nacho. No, because...
Espérate.
You talking go, like you like that too.
No. Sabe de eso?
No. El que se acerca de ahí, yo, they're gonna catch a right hook fast. That's how you get domestics around me.
I have told various people I dare you to try it, and I've turned a lot of people.
That's one dare I will never try.
Yeah, that's one thing I really won't go there, bro.
A lot of people that have said nah have been like, yo, thanks for the help.
Espérate, Jodeci. If some guy told you,
that won't be me. That won't be me.
Okay. If some guy told you that made a baby white, what you gonna do?
Tú lo comes negro, date quieta.
¿Eh?
Te tiene que gustar para comer.
You put his legs on your shoulders like that. Y le da
Yo, why you gotta be so visual with it?
Describe it for me. Describe it for
okay,
me.
Okay, I got this.
Well, somebody who go ahead, Frankie.
You guys are using a different type of language.
Eating his booty, hold up.
The conversation.
Oh, hell no.
Hold on.
That's all you have to say.
Let her answer the question.
Let me describe. Could I describe?
Go ahead.
Scenario.
Go into detail. So I'll try not to throw up.
I'm selfish. I don't think.
Down there. Hold up. Picture this. You're down there, slobbing the knob, like corn on the cob. Then.
A lot of guys don't like their ass being grabbed.
Okay. We're not talking about grabbing. Wait, hold up.
I'm talking about.
Let him finish this orgasm right here.
Hold up. Like, even if you touch it, they're like, oh, why? Cuidado.
I'm not
like,
talking about you.
But those be the ones. On the low, though.
You don't have to touch nothing.
Go ahead, Frankie. Go ahead.
Slapping now. Then you go for the granos, right? You're licking the granos. Now you go the for granos. The nacha. Not your ass, not your balls. Mm-hmm. In between.
El nie.
La tela.
Sí.
Ella está la tela. La tela. Ella está allá.
She's in the borderline.
The sphere. The baby wife, como dice Chelo.
El baby wife.
Nah,
el baby
wife. I'm okay. I'm all right, no.
So if a guy told you to do that, you wouldn't do it?
Hell no.
So you say your pleasure comes before anybody else's.
Yeah.
What if your pleasure is pleasuring somebody else?
I mean, ladies do come first, right? That's how? No. That's the saying, ladies come first?
Well, and other people, and other...
I mean, the actual letter, the
word. I've heard, well, I've seen...
I don't like to pleasure. I like dirty minds.
So, like, once you bust your nut, that's it. It's over.
That's it. Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
That's why it's a competition. You know you got to get yours first.
Wait. How old are you?
I'm 24.
That's why you're single.
I'm happy that I'm single.
That's fine. That's great.
Diablo. I don't want to break the age card, but there's just certain things that's like.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that comes with age,
when she's ready for a relationship, she'll know what she needs to do.
No, but it's not even that. It's the fact that right now she's popping. She's in her prime.
Exactly.
I'm in my...
Later on, she's like, ven acá, I got to be a little nicer porque...
No,
you know,
I'm okay.
You're in your prime.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
She's so selfish.
I was a different person at 24.
I am. I'm very
selfish. You sound
selfish.
Like Kim. You look up.
So when you go to the movies, it's got to be your movie or no movie at all.
Huh?
When it's time to go to the movies, it's got to be the movie you want.
No,
that's where we're going to have a problem.
No,
yo te dejo ahí en la
línea. I could watch.
Oh, okay.
I could watch anything.
She's talking about something else, bro. You're talking about movies.
I'm just trying to find out what level of selfish she's at.
Damn. No, you're taking it somewhere else.
Hold up, to
end that conversation so we can continue the show.
Okay.
The conversation started with DJ Khaled not eating the box.
Oh, okay.
So my thing is,
I think he should eat the box.
Yeah, that's
she puts up with him enough.
Another thing, I think she will end up cheating on him if he don't eat.
You
the
think
box.
So?
No.
You think so?
I'll take that back.
No, con todo su cuarto.
They've been together.
Who's gonna leave him?
Exactly.
Claro. If Fabulous punched this girl's tooth out and she's still with him.
Hold she up. Posted a picture and Demon. Everything with her teeth, with her new teeth.
I'm trying to tell people, I'm not condoning
El dinero habla.
But we don't even know what she did to get her teeth knocked out. I'm not saying that anything should be condoned.
Don't even take it.
Hold up.
You know why I support that, what he's saying?
Hold up. Could I?
What's wrong with you?
So people don't get me twisted.
Hay mujeres que son masoquistas.
Claro.
So you don't get me twisted. What I'm saying is
there's girls that like to be tossed around in the house before they lay in bed.
I'm just trying to say that in the moment where he knocked the teeth, he could have caught some wild. He could have been in her phone. So I'm not condoning it.
No, I understand exactly what he's saying. He's not. Okay, look.
I understand as well.
You don't condone it. I agree. Don't condone it.
But we don't know.
But what led to it? Like, exactly. Did he find out one of his kids isn't his?
You know what I'm saying? You don't, thank you. Thank you for me.
Yo le tumbo tres. In the heat of the moment, yo le tumbo tres.
In the heat of the moment, people, it's temporary insanity. Y uno se vuelve loco.
Que me meten preso. I don't care. Le tumbo tres.
No.
We don't know, honestly. We don't know what happened.
When
we
you're in your significant other's phone and you see a text message that you don't like,
no me entiende.
You ready to flip out.
You know what I don't like, though? Like, that, and not to keep on going on about this because I really don't like,
I don't condone it. Women shouldn't.
Just go get in the car and lay your hands on a female regardless.
Yeah, and this is where I'm getting to. Don't lay your hands on a female, but some females get that twisted as if just because they we're not supposed to, we won't because you're gonna hit. Like, here's, I've learned the hard way that just because you're a female doesn't mean that your hits don't hurt. I've learned that the hard way.
You know what,
like, I'm not going to stand there and let you get 3 Mike Tysons in and a Muhammad Ali, and I'm just going to stand there. Like, not happening.
No.
Especially if you went to Taekwondo class.
Bueno.
Them hits hurt.
Bueno, that has so many layers and Me Too movement.
That's a whole other show on itself.
So, let's get into, like, what I like, a special part of the show that I like to call, is this lit or is this caca?
Caca, poo, poo.
Wakala, wakala.
Exactly. So with that said, first being, all over our timeline was This Is America video. Childish Gambino puts it out.
I still haven't seen it.
Well, you haven't seen it. Let me fill you in. Basically, it's a satire where he's kind of just making fun of, like, you know, what America really is and how, you know, everybody's just dancing like a minstrel show. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of racism, a lot of stuff going down. So my producer DJ Anthony's gonna bring that up if he can.
So is that like the Kanye? I mean, not the Kanye, the Jay-Z video.
You should put a video that the story of OJ. It.
Is it like the story of OJ?
That's the Jay-Z. It's even more deeper and it's a lot more cinematic. Actually, I think it's a very amazing video. But the question is, did we get annoyed by this? Did we get annoyed by everybody's input and the wave riding or did it really deserve all the praise that it got last week?
To answer your question, the song is lit. Right?
Jodeci, what you think about that?
Definitely the song is lit. Is the video
lit? The video is lit too.
Jodeci, what you think about that?
The video is lit. The song is lit. But when it came out,
it was too much.
The first thing I saw was, he's a genius.
You don't see it.
No, not that I don't see it. I just wanted to see it myself.
Okay.
So did this get more attention than Kanye saying slavery was a choice?
Last week. You know that the human attention span at this point is 30 seconds. So that was...
Did that get more attention, though?
You can see the video. It's a dope video. This is my thing. This is what my thing with Childish Gambinos and the J. Cole's the world and all that. I think we're at a level in music that the bar is so low that you could literally put anything with substance and it's considered genius.
So when he first came out, he said that he was Kanye's son.
Bueno.
I could see that.
When he first came
out. As far as...
He called himself Kanye's son.
As far as the liberty of speech of what I'm seeing right now in this video.
In multiple interviews, he's called himself Kanye's son.
So you get what's going on here, see the whole minstrel show, whatever, this is taking away from what's really going on behind the scenes because we're blinded by the bulto and the...
Just to play the song, sorry to cut you off.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I mean, this was last week's a big deal. We're saying that it's lit. We're saying the song is lit. The video, I think, probably will win some type of video music award and Grammy and all that.
I don't...
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be like the massacres at the churches, you know, representing that and all that. It's a dope video. My thing is just that I think that the bar is so low that we hold anything with any substance and we call it a genius.
You know why? Because everything now, like, people just want content. They don't really care about the visuals or anything like that. So when you have somebody who actually cares about it, who cares about their visual, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gets attention. Like,
there's one artist, I'm going to say, that he cares about everything he does. And he does everything himself.
Who's that?
J. Cole.
Okay. So let's talk about J. Cole. That was the last major album that came out.
Yeah.
I
got a feeling you're a J. Cole hater too.
I'm not a J. Cole hater, but because I'm 33 years old, I just believe that J. Cole in 1994 would have just been another guy.
What are you talking about?
And in this day and age, he's looked at as like
the his album is a state. It has substance.
Yeah, bro.
But that's my point. Everything with substance now is regarded as a classic, and it's not that for me. It's a great album, but it's not a Nas or Jay-Z or even a Kendrick album for me.
He's J. Cole.
And in what aspect do you say this?
I think that he's very monotonous. A lot of his beats sound a lot the same. He's good with one concept as opposed to his like there's other artists like Kendrick who they always compare.
Did you?
Who's more way more versatile?
Do you get the vision behind KOD?
There was an interview that they said once you hear one J. Cole song, you've heard them all.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, so do you understand what he's doing though?
I hate when people say I understand. I'm a very intelligent person. I get it.
No. Because you can have all the smarts in the world, but that doesn't mean you understand me.
I'm also an artist myself. I consider myself an artist myself.
Have you guys seen that interview? Not that interview. That video for ATM?
Yeah,
it's a dope video.
And the song is dope.
It's
a great song too.
Have you heard
what the song is about? What he's talking about?
No, the song is dope.
He goes in.
But my point, he had three good songs, and the rest of the album was just
The intro says a lot about it. And he's like, you know, when a baby is born,
this is the thing. J. Cole is a different type of artist. He doesn't look for the club scene and all that.
He doesn't.
And one of
his first songs, he's talking about, I don't need nobody else, so I don't need to be on somebody
else's
track.
Why do you get extra points for that? Like, I don't care.
It's not that you get extra points.
Okay, but isn't he on Miguel's song?
He is, but what he's saying is that what he's pointing out is Frankie's thing. Okay. Frankie's like, oh, you never see him on anybody else's thing.
No,
but he's making it clear that he cares
no,
less.
No, I've never
if he is
said
or
that.
Isn't.
I've never. What I'm saying is that he's very good.
That conversation we had that day.
He's very good at one thing, where a Jay-Z is very versatile. He can make a J. Cole record, or he can make a Kendrick record, or he can make a Jay-Z record.
I'm not a Jay-Z fan. I'm sorry.
Again. To each his own. My point is.
Tú ves cómo se ofendió ahí.
Es
like, ya, yo ni quiero
sacar la
pena. You know,
I
can't even debate that.
Okay.
My point is, if we're going to compare him to Nas and Kendrick and all that, the Damn album was 10 times better than that Kendrick album for me. And my whole point is that the bar is so low that, yeah, he put out an album with substance. Okay. Like, why does that give you extra points? Like, you made a good album.
Because everything now is noise. That's why.
I don't listen to everything now. My car
and listen.
Everything from the 70s, the 60s.
So you still got an A-track in your car?
On my iPod, there's probably a playlist that says A-track.
Hold up. There's something else going on, too, with the music right now. Especially in the Latin trap, Spanish
okay,
trap.
Okay, let's get to it.
We got the female rappers right now coming up.
Let's
there's
throw
a lot
up.
Of them. There's a lot of them. But there's this one song that Frankie brought up earlier. It's called The Mi Cama, Karol G.
Yeah.
Karol G, yeah.
Karol G.
Is fire. Is this a little, I don't want to say the word.
This is lit for me. Let's see.
So this is better than J. Cole.
Is this lit? Or is it shit? Let's just
I've
say
never
that.
Seen it before, so let's see.
This is a trap.
Y de tu mente borraste cuando yo te hacía pam 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 pam. Piensas que yo me quedé tranquila y los tengo haciendo fila mientras que tú intentas dar pam pam pam. Mi cama suena y suena.
I like it. No estoy diciendo que no. Pero, Jodeci, ponte
see.
La pila, because you're going to go into the studio right now and make a hit.
Okay.
Because apparently, I guess we can all make hits now.
It's in my blood, está bien.
It is in your blood.
I could see myself in the beach listening to this.
Is it a lit or is it shit? That's a question.
I like it.
It's lit.
It's lit.
I like it.
She said she likes
it's
it.
Bump in the
she
club said it's lit. In the morning.
So it's not lit. You just like it.
It's the in between.
It's in between.
Es el nie. Ni el culo ni el ano.
I think when it comes to radio and all that stuff, it's lit. Because numbers is going to go up on that
if
video.
If I listen to it a couple more times,
You will on the radio.
You know what you have to do? You have to listen to a song sober, and then you have to listen to it drunk or high. Whatever's your choice.
And certain atmospheres for certain things. Like, this is obviously not a song that you might play at the club or at the gym.
Her video kind of looks like Wild Thoughts, though.
I love her, dude. I used to think she, is she Bad Bunny's girl?
That's like, why you like that video, huh? Because you love her.
I love her, dude.
All right.
Carol G, I see. Persígame a Francolito NYC. Estoy para ti.
So she could have made a video full of emojis, and you still would have liked it.
Nah, I think this song is dope. I think she's one of the better up-and-coming female trap hip-hop artists of that genre.
Oh, Cardi!
Nope.
Nah, she definitely knows what she's doing right now.
She knows what she's doing.
Está metiendo mano.
So,
I applaud.
Final thoughts.
She's cute.
Cinco applauds. I like it. I think it's lit. Frank?
She's cute.
It's lit?
It's lit.
Okay,
Can we go into that other bachata that dropped last week?
I want to hear this.
You know what? Anthony hit me up talking about, yo, it's my favorite song. You
oh,
hey.
Shout out to DJ.
I was like, whoa, let me hear it.
It's your favorite song?
I got mixed feelings
Elvis
about
Elvis Crespo
this one,
with
Elvis Crespo.
Okay, hold up.
That's not lit for you? I haven't heard it yet. I got to see this.
Hold up, guys.
You know what?
I want to disclaimer this next segment, BB.
You got to.
I really love this dude. He's from the hood. I grew up with his family.
Who, Elvis Crespo?
No. No. The main artist.
Oh, yeah. Mesilla, okay.
Mesilla. Not only is he from my barrio over there, Licey.
Hey.
He's from the barrio over here. I grew up like this is. I want
That's your
to
guy.
Win. This is my guy. I want
That's
him
your
to
guy.
Win. I want him to win. He was one of the dudes that brought the Latin tracks to the forefront on those remixes in the beginning. But this song, man, like, I don't know what, I don't know.
He's like, you should have never brought Suave Vente on here.
Wasn't the last time we saw Elvis Crespo? He was doing a baja
in the airplane.
In the airplane,
the Mile High Club.
Once that happened to this guy, bro, his career ended.
Let's put the track on so the people could hear what we're talking about, because I'm not sure everybody's heard it. It hasn't played in the
Throw it on real quick, Five.
It hasn't, but before we play it,
yeah,
I want to break it down to the people.
Okay.
You know, and I want to say that I'm disappointed. I like Mesilla.
I love
Mesilla. He's very talented.
That's
He's a very
LMP
talented
loves
I artist.
Mesilla is my guy.
He's my guy, but I'm disappointed with this song. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so I want to hear it.
Let's put it.
I'm more mad at his
Okay.
Team. I just want to hype it up.
Everyone has heard it.
I want you guys to hype it.
I
want to
hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yes, I want to hear it.
Scary.
Déjame sentarme.
This song. Also, to bring up, just to Palchime, he had a little, he had something going on with Arcángel.
Oh, that's even bigger, because when you're
beefing, he had something going on with who?
He's beefing with Arcángel currently.
He's beefing with him, sorry. Let me rephrase what I just said.
A little beef, a minuscule, but I'm not really sure. But the point is, when you're beefing with somebody, the next record got to be extra hard, pause.
Of course, because you use that
Because they're going to use that
promo.
Against you.
So what you're saying is that Mesilla was acting mad hard, and then he came out with Suavemente version 2.0.
So...
Something
it's
like
not so oh. It's a bachata.
Let put that on. Throw that on real quick, Five. I want to hear this.
It's a trap bachata. This one is called Salvaje.
Mesilla, Elvis Crespo.
Te amarro y te pongo el vendaje pa' que tu mente no registre lo que pase. Te agarro y nos vamos en un viaje. Salvaje, salvaje. Te amarro y te pongo el vendaje pa' que tu mente no registre lo que pase. Te agarro y nos vamos en un viaje salvaje.
That right there is where it got me. I don't like that sound right there. When it comes to producing wise, it's my view.
She likes it hard, she loves the pain. Le galo el pelo, she screaming my name. Shorty, you know, yeah, you drive me insane. Solo en mi casa y te quiero comer. Caíle, mi amor.
Te lo haré.
Como nadie te lo ha hecho, no.
Desperta a los vecinos. Luego mañana repetimos. Mami, llegale a mi casa. Esta noche quiero contigo. Desperta a los vecinos. Luego mañana repetimos. Mami, llegale a mi casa. Esta noche quiero contigo.
To be honest, I'm gonna be real with you. if Elvis Crespo was not in this song, it probably would have went another
so
direction.
Who would you like to have heard this song with besides if it wasn't
Royce?
Elvis Crespo?
Matter of fact, put it like
Royce?
This.
He
if it was with Royce, it would have been
much better.
That's
exactly who I thought. He could have had Prince Royce on it.
Much better.
Like, I think that would have been the perfect person.
Oh, yeah. But why y'all shitting on Crespo?
Because he's washed up, bro. Like, no,
that's the reason.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the fact that every white person or anybody who's not Spanish, when they think about Spanish music, all they hear is suavemente. I hate that. Me personally, I hate that.
Cántalo otra vez, que tú lo hiciste bien.
When somebody asks for that song, I'd be like, no, get away from me. I swear to God, I do not play that song, bro.
Yo, the other day, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, to end that, so we can move on. Sorry.
No, it's an Elvis Crespo thing.
Okay. Go ahead.
The other day I woke up, my neighbor's taking a shower, and all I hear is, Pintame. I was like, no. Out of all songs.
Tiene que tirar un tiro.
And then el tigre es un pintor también. So it's,
oh, he was probably listening to the
He's
the
getting ready
prank
for
calls.
Work. He's getting ready for work. Pintame.
Nah.
It's crazy,
yeah,
bro.
I'm a little disappointed. I also feel like they're experimenting way too much. Like, it's almost like they're trying to just see what, like, the song before this one, he had a song with Jay Alvarez. That's a good song. That was dope. It had a real big T.I., big record vibe.
Yep.
That I thought, like, back in the day when T.I. was coming up, like, that's what I felt like. And it's like every track he puts out is a different genre. And that's going to throw people off, man. Go ahead,
Jodeci.
I was going to say he probably got Elvis for cheaper.
Yeah, that's fine. But you beefing with somebody
team,
else's street shit. You can't come out
team,
with Elvis.
Yeah.
So if you had a message from Messiah right
that's
now,
what
would it be?
So he went from trap to...
Bachata.
No, he went to like worldly Maluma track type thing.
The thing is, with
it's
this
radio.
Song...
radio.
Exactly. He went radio.
It's radio.
He went radio with this. He went,
this is not even...
You know.
This is not... Like, radio or not, this is not a good song.
So Alex won't play this.
I don't see Alex.
Unless they pay him.
Unless they give him a month.
I mean, it's true.
I believe that.
Another DJ Anthony, like, the email. At what point do you play this record?
He said never. He don't have a mic.
Cinco, open
you
up your library right now.
You need a mic.
Cinco, open up your library right now and type in the song.
What song?
Type in the name of this song right here.
Salvaje? I just played it.
Oof. So you play it in the clubs?
No, I don't.
Not even for brunch?
No.
Damn.
Maybe.
Hey, it is what it is.
Not even for brunch, going
to die. Not even for brunch.
At this point of the show, I think we should go into another little set.
Wait. Before we move on, I want to say something real quick. It's not a topic. We're not going to get into the topic, but okay. I just want to put out there for the people that don't know, Anuel is out.
Oh, yes.
We're doing that now? We're doing that now?
Yes.
He's out.
Anuel is
out.
He's out.
Every girl's baby daddy on Instagram is out.
Okay. So
say it again.
My first...
Say it again. Sorry. I didn't hear that.
Every girl's baby.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
No.
I said every girl's baby daddy on Instagram is out.
Including yours?
There you go. Yep.
No.
No? Okay. She's different. I like that.
So back when Anuel was on the rise, he was shooting a lot of videos with Spiff in Harlem in the hood of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, it's crazy how I don't want to say girls because we got Joe here, she don't eat me like. But people in general, they like to jump on waves. They don't like to be there when the wave is coming
up. Oh my God, yes.
So he was shooting like 3 or 4 videos and I heard the kid's stuff and all that. And I was like, yo, this kid's going to be the truth. So Spiff's man, who's my man, Gato, who's like the driver, security type, that whatever.
Yeah.
Gato.
What I used to do.
That's a Cuban guy, right?
No, Cuba's another dude.
Oh, okay.
In that mecla.
All right.
He tells me, yo, the kid I'm with, yeah, we want to shoot his videos. Can you get us 4 girls? Because I guess I'm the plug for that. And every girl came at me.
They came at you.
Bro, you're setting this up.
Every girl came at me. Con un aceite. Well, ooh. It's 120 an hour, que tú lo otro. I bet you they pay me 120 an hour right now for his neck. You know what I'm saying? And I would say, I told him, yo, this kid, he got something new. Be there. I'm talking about all those, maybe with him in the fur, in the garage, those videos.
The Dipset eras.
The Dipset looking video?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to be down unless we paid them. And now I bet you they pay me. But
that's how it always is, bro.
I'm not mad at that. With that said, the kid is out. What I want to know is that we know that he went to jail. Bad Bunny came up.
Okay.
Is Bad Bunny, se le pueden quitar el puesto? Like, ya, that's solidified.
I think that's something that we're going to have to wait and
you know,
see.
You know, to end the conversation because we're running out of minutes with the podcast.
Metro.
Even though we don't, there's no limit, but it really is. You know, we're trying to stick with an hour here.
Okay. Okay.
Bad Bunny and the Puerto Rican family of the artists, they all support each other. So
100%.
I don't think
it's us Dominicans that we don't support each other.
I don't think nobody's gonna take nobody's place.
No, he's on everybody's feature now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in the public eye, is it still Bad Bunny, baby, or is it brr?
Real de la Muerte. I think it's a mixture of both.
Cause you got Ozuna too. So
no, Ozuna is like the Weeknd of Latin music. Like you can't. He has his puerto. He's the singer.
Él tiene su gente. Él tiene su gente.
He's and Ozuna's from the block, by the way. Shout out to 189th Street. Ozuna, he's a body, but he's from the hood. So all the like,
I'm he's just also saying, Dominican.
He's
though,
at yes, half Dominican, half Puerto Rican. Like most of these artists, they don't claim, but he does. Nicky Jam, shout out to all my half domies, half bodies, Jay Alvarez. With that said, though, we know that everybody compares Anuel to Bad Bunny and says that when Bad Bunny came out, he was trying to be Anuel. Is that still the case, or
I don't think that's the case.
I've never seen it that way.
I never saw it.
I'm playing a song they did together.
I never seen it that way because here's the thing: everybody's great in their own level. Like you can't say Arcángel is like on the level of Anuel because Arcángel is higher.
Who do you prefer?
Here's the thing. I like them all in their own way. You know, I can't say
Cinco,
that one is better than the other.
Honestly, as a
as a DJ,
mm-hmm. right now, Bad Bunny. But you could play Anuel. You could still play Anuel, though.
So whose song?
There is no.
Being that you have the higher view because the DJ is always higher in the club.
Who do you prefer?
Who do they shake their ass more to?
No,
Bad Bunny, bro.
Okay.
People know I'm kind of borderline gay when it comes to Bad Bunny, babe, because...
Is it tu papi?
Yo, bro, when I first heard that first track with Arcángel, I said, nah, this kid is it.
I feel like Bad Bunny's style, though. Bad Bunny's style is just crazy.
It's
like,
different.
I love that it's so different. Like, he throws on the pink hair, the weird sunglasses. Like, no, like, you could point him out.
Yeah.
And I like that. Like, he stands out.
He's into fashion.
You know why I like Bad Bunny? Because Bad Bunny brings something different to the table. And when I say different, because a lot of people, when they hear the word different, they ayo oyen bulla. Pero Bad Bunny is comfortable to the ears. It's different, pero cae bien.
He be saying some shit.
Yo, ese tigre maquina. I don't know what he be doing.
I'm going to be honest. What verse have you heard whack from Bad Bunny in the 175,000 verses we have heard in 2 years?
Yo, that whole thing from Clear, from song with Mickey Clear. Woods, when he was like, tú eres chota, tú eres
Mickey Woods is on the come up,
yo, Mickey Woods is coming up, too. I like Mickey. Mickey's my guy.
Don't you have a plug with Mickey Wood? Can we get Mickey Wood over here?
We can get a lot of people over here.
I think I think people should stay tuned because we got a lot of love and people that be rolling through this studio, man. I think you might just see some.
And here's the thing. With this show, there's going to be a lot of up-and-coming artists. There's going to be a lot of artists who are already up. There's going to be a lot of artists where this is their first time ever in an interview. Because the thing is that I love supporting.
100%.
That's my thing. I love supporting. Aunque que tú seas basura. Yo estoy ahí al lado de la basura. Mesías, I like the song with Elvis Crespo.
Nah, you gotta be real.
I like the song.
You gotta be real. You gotta be real.
I like the song.
You gotta tell your boy when he's doing bad.
That's Frankie's job.
Right quick, I wanna bring somebody in.
I like that song.
I like that song too.
That beat means that we're almost leaving, but before we do,
oof,
let's bring out a special guest. Now,
oh, special guest.
Special guest. Now, I'm a little biased, I am. But I think this is the dopest 9-year-old in all New York City. Definitely in
Dyke. How old is he again?
9 years old.
9 years old.
He's like...
9 years old.
Yo, so we're going to have a segment called Marvin's Room.
Oh, I know who this is.
Yes. Marvin's Room, which is specifically geared for movie critiques of movies that are popping right now. Maybe on Netflix, maybe in the movie theater, and up-and-coming movies. So with that, with no further ado,
yes,
I'd like to present to you Mr. Marvin Moneybagg.
Marvin, it's great to have you, bro.
Thank you.
How was school?
It's horrible. I don't like it.
Did you do homework? That's what I want to know.
I hate homework.
Did you do your homework?
Of course I did.
Okay. Good job. Now we can continue the show.
Mm-hmm. We support homework. Marvin, yes. I have a question for you. You're a big movie guy, right? What is the movie that's out right now that you think is killing the box office?
I'm gonna say Avengers: Infinity War.
Oof! That's why
awesome
is that?
Movie. That's a great movie.
I think it's better than Black Panther, in my opinion.
Oh! I don't know. That's a good argument. That's a good argument.
That's a good one.
In my opinion.
That's a good opinion. I like
that. That's a good one. What is your what? You're 9 years old. So for your 9 years, what is your best movie of all time?
Your favorite movie.
That one's hard for me because I really like all the movies I've watched.
But you gotta have one. I know there's one that
you gotta
can
be
watch.
That one.
You can watch it 10 times and you're gonna like it.
No, man, they got Toy Story. That's an easy way out.
Toy Story.
yo, fun fact that he says Toy Story. When Marvin was 2 years old, he wouldn't go to sleep without us playing Toy Story, and one time the nigga threw a remote at me, and I have a scar on my upper lip. I got 8 stitches.
You can censor that, producer. We can censor the N word he used.
The N word.
Whatever.
That's my nigga, B. That is my. Nigga.
All right. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So
no, I'm like that with my dad too.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. He threw it in the air, but he had the illest aim, and I'm assuming that he didn't mean to hit me, but he did. It landed right in the computer.
How old was he when he did that?
He was two. Oh. He doesn't even remember, probably. All
right, hold up. He's 9 years old, but Deadpool is coming out.
Yes.
It's not a movie you can watch. It's rated R. But what do you think of Deadpool?
We're going to watch it.
I think of Deadpool as a unkillable superhero.
Unkillable superhero.
You know your superheroes. Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Oh no, we're crazy comic book buffs. Crazy comic
book. Frankie's been reading comic books since he's I think he was 9.
Five. So I can read. We're crazy.
So I wanna ask Marvin something. I know the movie came out a while ago. What do you think about Suicide Squad?
I really didn't like it that much, but I liked it, but I didn't like it a lot.
Do you think there should be a part 2?
I think there should be.
Okay.
What Netflix show right now, Marvin?
Lost in Space.
Oh, Lost in Space. Have you guys seen it?
I had. My mom actually sees that. Believe it or not.
So we've been tuning into Lost in Space. It's awesome.
Is it good? Because I saw the previews. I was like,
it's pretty dope. It's pretty good.
I don't know.
I'm going to check it out.
You should check it out. And
it's on Netflix.
If you guys have YouTube Red, if you don't, you could be a pirate like me. Cobra Kai. The continuation of the Karate Kid story. Me and Marvin.
You were telling me that.
Super official, bro. It's really dope.
Marvin, what do you think of, I have no idea. I had a question.
He had a brain fart right now.
I have a question for you, Marvin. Do you think...
I'll get back to you.
Do you think when adults try to keep things private, do we really keep it private or are we giving it up?
That's not a movie, Chris. That's not a movie.
No. I have a question. It was just a side question.
Okay, all right.
It was a side question. I want a kid's point of view on certain things. All right, you know what I'm saying?
You got it.
Like, when you think your parents are trying to keep things private, do they really keep it private? Or are they...
Like they should scream it out in front of me and they think that I don't hear it. I just keep it in my head. I don't say anything. But I don't feel kind of awkward.
Ay, qué posición
he's talking about something completely weird. And then he's like, and then he said, oh, keep this private. When I'm right there to listen to it.
No, we're not going to talk about the things that
you know
Daddy
what? That was a
them.
Very good question.
That was a very good question. Question. I like
good job.
That.
Good job. I like how Frank is just quiet. He's like, why you asking this?
His mom is going to tune in.
It's all right. It's okay.
Well,
I told you, I'm going to create controversy. Bro.
On that note, I think it's time to say goodbye.
No,
it's
wait.
See you
wait,
later.
Wait.
See you later.
We got to add something else.
What?
Jodeci was the guest of the show, but...
How many people
as
is
a vote,
that?
As a vote.
Oh, Jodeci.
Stop! Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's thank her for coming. First, thank for
okay,
both
yeah,
our
yeah.
guests for coming. Clap it up.
Thank you guys for having me. This was very fun. This is very cute.
He worked very hard on his hair today.
Extra hard because he knew it was a video.
And so did our producer, DJ Anthony.
DJ Anthony.
I want to give him a special shout out.
He worked hard on his hair too?
He worked hard on his hair.
He doesn't have any hair, just putting it out there.
This couldn't have popped off without DJ Anthony's help. He's the tech guy. I'm not a tech guy.
Anthony saved this because if it wasn't for him, everybody would have been standing in this room looking at each other.
Now we would have been talking on the mic right now. Just
looking crazy.
Hablando chelcha.
Yeah. So our producer of the show is 100%. 100%, very important. So thank you, Anthony.
For sure, that's my
thank
dude.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marvin.
DJ Anthony's been involved in a lot of crimes in the nightlife. Not like he caused them, but we've seen a couple. It was a lot of fun times. It was a lot of fun times.
I've had my share of witnessing crimes at the nightclubs.
Miss Jodeci, forever yes. My lady. It's like a dream.
All right, so I want to vote. Let's do a vote.
Okay, yes.
I already have my hand up.
You guys,
you took too long.
You can never satisfy
you took too long, bro.
You took too long.
No matter what you
do. Wait, you can't satisfy them.
You can't.
Too quick? It's either too fast or
you took too long. But she doesn't care. She likes her soap.
All right,
never mind.
That's fine. Baja 2.0. Let's, hey, wait.
That pasas, that's a whole different thing. Pasas.
Wait.
Pasas are garbage. They're like disgusting little grapes. They look like, I don't even want to say it right now. Like poop.
And the pasta, just poop. We don't just do pasas.
So you don't eat empanada con pasa?
We don't do pasas.
But that's the best part.
I hate when they make I hate when they make bread pudding with pasas. Ugh.
Why would you put raisins on pastelitos, bro? Who does that?
Who does that? I want to say that we were the originator of that. Shout out to
Who's originator?
Shout out to my man Tommy 5K, Brenda, Ivan, the rest. We were the originators of the whole Bassa control segments. That I seem to see a lot of people jumping on that wave right now. I just want to throw that shade out
there. Yeah, nah.
You know what's crazy though?
I agree.
We just made a skit. It was me. It's hold shot up. By AD.
I just completely ignored my voting. What? That I was trying to do.
Yeah, he was trying to do a vote. I don't know what about.
But wait, hold on. Before we get to the vote, now that Frank mentioned that, because we're going to jump right into that.
I'm not important.
I need everybody. I need everybody to keep their eyes open for a new skit. Okay. It's directed by AD. It's Brenda, Tommy, and Ivan, and it has an empanada full of pasa.
Okay,
so we got
the originators.
You know what?
The originators.
When it does come out, we're gonna put it on the TV so we can.
Yeah.
We can be critics.
So, what is your vote about?
Marvin is gonna be the critic of that one, right?
Yeah, he has to be the critic of that one. What's your vote about?
All right. So we can make a vote. I think we should keep Jodeci.
My hand is already up.
Yes.
My hand is already up.
Even let me finish.
For the first time.
Huh?
I like that.
As a vote, as my hands is up too.
She likes them fast because she. Let me shut up.
Frank, what do you think?
No, I don't
forever
like the fast.
My lady. All
right, so hands up. Boy.
It's like
he took too long. He took too long, Delia.
He did.
He took too long.
Marvin, what you think, Marvin? Because you're part of the show, just not every week, but you're definitely part of the show. Right, you put. They can't hear him. You got to put the mic.
You're his legal guardian.
There is no.
What Frankie picks.
Okay.
Aquí se hace la playa,
diga. And a producer, what the producer thinks.
Okay.
Welcome, Jodeci, to the show.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes, all.
Trap and Chelcha. Hashtag Trap and Chelcha. Jodeci is part
She's
of the team.
She's the queen of the show?
The queen of the show, yeah.
Hey,
queen.
I like that.
You like that? Le gustó.
Play some Little Kim.
No.
Nah, negative. Sorry.
Yo, stop talking. Stop talking about Little Kim, bro.
I'm getting old.
They'll come over here and lump you up real fast.
I'm not talking about Little Kim. All right, so
with that being said, I want to, thanks everybody for tuning in to Trap and Chercha.
Thank you very much.
Say it again.
Trap and Chercha.
Trap and Chercha.
Not Trap and fucking Chercha like Cinco said in the beginning.
You're right, yeah. Trap and Chercha.
Available on Google Play and iTunes. And podcast, LMP Podcast. Search for Trap and Chercha each and every Wednesday. You'll be hearing from Joe. You'll be hearing from Cello. You'll be hearing from Cinco. Special feature guest Marvin Moneybags. Your boy Frank Alito. The producer extraordinaire DJ Anthony. Trap and Chicha. DJ Cinco, bring us out.
And we got to create an IG page. Just saying.
Definitely. That's coming.
Yes.
That's coming.
All that's coming.
Yes.
Next week. Next week.
Special segment.
Next week we're going to do a very special segment.
We're going to be bringing a couple of the biggest promoters in the New York City nightlife scene.
Oof.
Stay tuned for further details, but we will be debating
definitely
about what has perspired, sweated, for the last 10 years. I guess that's the word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guess that's for the last 10 years in the nightlife. So tune in for next week for my man Joe Vanguard, the DJ Danny S, DJ Triple Threat.
Ooh, Danny S is going to be here?
Yeah,
that's
man.
My guy.
We might even have Makotea. I got to confirm that.
Okay. All right. Makotea, yes.
We out.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in.
Ahora me ven el TV. El negrito de ojos claro con el de ojos marrón. El flow se puso muy caro, por disco de 1,000,000. Activo pa' la vuelta, ya no estamos en olla. Soldado está alma muerta, de los que de olla. Me respetan en la calle, no está alto nivel social. No entremos mucho en detalle, tú sabes que negociar. Viajamos privado, donde es la salida. Mujeres en privado, otro estilo de vida. Tengo todos mis soldados, que te quitan la vida. También tengo abogados, pa' que no me den vida.
Tengo el flow que le gusta a tu jeva Valencia. Estás medio posi pa' probar prenda. Diamantes de más, la musa le va y par de palestinos pa' la cara bam bam. Tengo el flow que le gusta a tu jeva Valencia. Estás medio posi pa' probar prenda. Diamantes de más, la musa le va y par de palestinos pa' la cara bam bam.
El dominio negro, yo por like. Codeine, Rascartel, dímelo Oso. Estamos partiendo.